Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 Block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
The subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The average Rio, the poet, the MC, from Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because of what happened clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touchscreens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we're running out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can-see-Russia from outside her Alaskan window won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like thieves, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip-hop. That is hip-hop.
Enjoying ourselves right now for chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 2, verse 12 of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. No, I'm not sexist, at least not on this one. The man stands for music, activism, news. Hey, for those online, I appreciate looking at you all on Blog Talk Radio, but you can feel free to use that number, which is 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Press the 1 key. But the disclaimer is sometimes it switches over, and if you don't wish to talk, just stay silent. You can stay on hold and listen to the program. With that being said, I want to give you time enough to get your iPads, your laptops, desktops, pens, paper, notebooks, because of the info you might hear. And if you hear something you don't like, well, if you call Blog Talk to complain, they will give you the number of 646-478-0944, and they'll give you that number and just let you call in next Monday evening, 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So you might as well go on, and if there's something that you like, dislike, what have you, a sound off, feel free to definitely call. and let your voice be heard. We will be talking about a few subjects, but I want to always do like I do. We want to go back and let people know, compile from what happened on last week's show, as well as a couple of other shows that are definitely at this phone number that I'll get into shortly. That's why you need to get your writing and recording material together. We're going to go from, of course, number 10 to number 1, starting at number 10 with the tracks that have been, like, requested and that have been played a whole lot. 10, Zooted, Overdrive. Number 9, Hip Hop's David Ruffin, H-Jazz Music and DJ Tech Record. Number 8, 137 Rounds from Var City Music. Number 7, Who I Am, Life Innovations featuring D. Gavin. Number 6, The Revolution Will Not Be Webcast, H.J.S. Music featuring DJ Tech. Number 5, The Noise Ring from Var City Music. Number 4, Instrumentals by Emacs, The Image from, of course, Var City Music. You had number 3, Dying Breed, ENT. Number 2, Black House Sounds with the Playground. That's been getting a lot of requests all over again, and I guess that's because of Black House Sounds, Things Will Never Change, the Var City Music remix from that classic. So before I play the next track, I think I'm just going to get into it. There's a reason why I'm playing it. Gives you time enough to get some things together. That'll be like the first subject that we deal with. It's a classic right here, and we'll get into why.
Go Vikings. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. CSU. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. CSU. Go Vikings. Go Vikings. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. The first shall be last, the last will be first. I learned that in Cleveland, so I ain't hurt. Cause if you do good, you may not get mentioned. But I'ma change that by bringing attention to something bigger than a decision. A local legend, a hero, has now risen. A diamond in the rough has brought us the gold. CSU's finest, my man Norris Cole. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. Norris came to CSU from Dayton, but y'all overlooked him while LeBron hating. People were so mad at the LeBron win. Norris Cole, the media ignored him. And all rookies stand out in the NBA. When he was in college, he played that way. Cleveland State Vikings, he played 4 years. Horizon League, the player of the year. Whether NIT, NCAA, he has discipline in the NBA. A principal talk from his former partner, coach of the Vikings, my man Gary Waters.
Who?
Coach Waters, Norris Cole, dynamic duo. In other words, master and pupil. Cleveland State Viking colors, hang them high. Represent the forest green and the white.
This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring.
Hang your rings up high. Hold your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Bring the swords up high. Bring your rings up high. And ring your swords up high. So wave your rings up high. And wave your swords up high. At heat.
The H2O, it boils hotter. The steaming attitude of Coach Waters, who arrived years ago to a losing team and instilled in them a winning thing. Instilled in them practice, instilled drive, instilled determination, instilled pride. Offense and defense make competitors fall. Whether inside or outside, Vikings Hall. Viking invasion,
wow.
Everybody make way. Viking funeral, no matter who they play. A major college team who earns respect from Payne, Superior, Euclid, Prospect. Main classroom to the student center. Drinko Hall has music when you enter. Fraternities, sororities, step to this. WCSB has another hit.
This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring.
Peace. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Black River Music.
The Norris Ring. And there's a reason why I play that. Because here, being at that 216 region, if you listen to the song that was played, let's just put it like this here. When most players are sleeping, Miami Heat guard Norris Cole was hoisting up hundreds of shots. Late at night, almost every night after a game, after practice, it doesn't matter. Cole and his personal shooting coach, Cedric Tony, are in the gym. Now, you know, let's just put it out here like this. In other words, he's out here perfecting this game. And he came from Cleveland State. He did his 4 years at Cleveland State underneath Coach Waters. Got to give a shout-out to Coach Waters, who really has been defensive-minded, you know, and their players getting their talent around. So they've been like monsters. Definitely, they've been monsters in the Horizon League and all of that. But I want to say that Norris Cole, going on into his second year with the Miami Heat, now they're back at the playoffs. And one of the things that he has been doing is, you know, he's not worried about luck. You know, how does a late first-round draft pick from Cleveland State in his second season in the league break into the rotation of the deepest and most talented team in the NBA and command starters' minutes in a playoff game? There is no luck involved, people. This isn't the right place at the right time. The answer is simple, hard work. That's what I want to throw out there to everybody, what hard work gets for you. You've got to do extra. You can't continue to do what it took to get you to the NBA. You've got to do what it takes to keep you in the NBA. Now, Cole also watches game films like a 13-year-old plays video games all the time. Hours before he scored 18 points for the second consecutive game in Friday's victory against the Bulls, Cole was seated in the visiting locker room at United Center, facing a wall, headphones on, headphones and eyes staring into an iPad. Locker rooms are open to the media for 45 minutes before the game, but there might as well have been a do not disturb sign taped to his back. So Cole's headphones, given to him as a gift, yeah, by LeBron James, but it removed him from the noise of the crowded and cramped room. So from the crowded and cramped room, he just studied a digital compilation of game tape highlighting the tendencies of his primary defensive assignment, Bulls guard Nate Robinson. For nearly an hour before the Heat's 104-94 victory, Cole never lifted his hand. So I just wanted to get out there and give a definite shout-out to him for doing his thing, still showing that practice makes perfect. You know something? I'm going to get to that 216-952 phone call very shortly because the past Saturday, You had a free festival. Show them what you got outdoors. Party presented by HJS Music. And it had two microphones outside, two mic stands, you know, getting people ready for the upcoming festivals. It happened at, of course, Black on Black Crime Headquarters, which is located at 14660 Euclid Avenue. It's the intersection of Lee and Euclid, right outside the McCall's Motel, where, of course, we flipped that whole first floor into a meeting space. And it's the current home for Black on Black Crime, which meets every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Also, it's the current home for OPN, which will be opening up their own offices soon. And on Fridays from 2 to 6 p.m. in that parking lot, they give away clothes, food, knowledge, inspiration, as well as free cell phones when you show up at 2 to 6 p.m. at that same location. And the reason I bring that up is the past Saturday, it was a blessing at that Show 'em What You Got outdoors, and what people have been doing is setting us up for the workshop, and we'll get into our workshop that's coming up this coming Saturday. But you had people perform such as Rocky Young Shilzy, the younger brother of Brothers for the Struggle, Pratt Attack. You also had a 20-minute Suave Gotti freestyle from GMS Magazine. You had Major Taps on hand, 1008 Vision, Big Stone, The Butcher, OPN, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, War 10 Council Person Candidate, Donna Walker Brown, Team Lancey from Mayor was out there, Mama Porter Watts, does JB from EC kick me off the grill? So with that being said, let's go to 216-952. That's 216-952. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mr. Rodney B, representing 1008 Vision. What's going on, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You got myself, Emax the Image. You got the Big Cheese in the house. What's happening,
yes,
man?
Yes, sir. Emax, what it do? What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Well,
you all had to call
good.
In and see what y'all doing, see what's going on. You know, we're turning the heat up on the city because, you know, I'm a member of OPN also, so, you know, I'm turning the heat up, holding these people accountable. You know, we're going to hold leaders accountable this year. That's what we're doing. We ain't playing around no more. Either they're going to elevate or they're going to evaporate.
I like what you said, man. I like what you said. I feel you on that.
You know, we did the thing for the Imperial Saturday, you know, for the Anthony Sowell. So we was there. Channel 5 News came and filmed it. We was on Channel 5, me and Big Ernie. So, you know, we got the heat turned up. We're doing a lot of other little things, too. So, you know, my birthday is next month. We're going to turn it up in the new headquarters for OPN. That's June the 15th. So, yeah. I'm bringing
and
the city
also,
out. It's also my 30th years of music.
Okay. And I also know that OPN, they present that May 31st, Ladies First at Tucker's Casino at 15532 Euclid Avenue in E.C., 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. to help raise money for their community program. And advance tickets, they can call 216-778-0998. And I know Lady Poison Ivy and Lady Beatrice will be there. You know they got to be there to watch this. What can you add to it?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely in the building. They can call 216-952-6811 if they want ticket information. I do got tickets. Each ticket sold also has a raffle to it. So, yeah.
Then I'm glad to know that. And what I'll do is, what you going to be doing at the workshop this week, brother?
At the workshop, you know, I got the hip-hop workshop news. That's going to be another installment. I got some real good for that. Of course, I'm performing as usual. You know, 10-way vision, we show up to show out, so that's what we do.
That's good, brother. Hey, one more time. If they want tickets from you, how can they get them?
You can get in touch with me. That's Mr. Rodney B. That's Mr. R-O-N-N-I-E-B, CEO, owner of 1008 Vision. Area code 216-952-6811. For the men, tickets are $10. For the ladies, tickets are $5. Each ticket will have its own raffle, and when you show up, it's two more raffles that's going to be pulled that night. So it's going to be a beautiful night.
And I thank you so much, Mr. Rodney B. 1008 Vision.
Oh, you're welcome anytime. You too, my brother.
All right, now.
All right.
We're going to watch you show up and show out this Saturday.
I appreciate it.
All right. Peace.
Okay, my brother. Peace.
All right, now see, you know it's always a party. And I'm going to have to say a couple of things and a little bit about a couple of other subjects. So my thing is, it's that easy. I love looking at seeing you all online, but you can feel free to use that 646-478-0944 phone number. That's that 646-478-0944 phone number. And please, that's why I keep letting you know, write down certain things when you hear it, because the one thing I would like to let people know is that when it comes down to what we do around here, you can definitely feel free to use that same phone number. That same phone number, like on Wednesdays. Every Wednesdays you have Hood Talk 2 from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. National and international news brought to you on a local level. My man Emax the Image produces and handles that program as well. And on Fridays and Saturdays, it's Hood Tunes Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. National and regional music, where the focus is joining together to cross-promote nationwide. So that's an important thing in itself. I'm glad to see that 216-952 number still holding the line. And for some of the rest of you all who are doing the same, well, of course, it's time to go to one of the groups that has been, like, major promoting themselves and all of that. Hey, kind of sounds like me at times, too. Because I know sometimes people are just mad at me.
Yeah, we on the prowl, we on the road. Yeah, we about to shine, we about to blow. Yeah, we going out, going out, going out. Yeah, yeah, we going out, going out, going out, going out, out.
H-A-D, we got them people.
We got them people.
I'm like, what you got it for?
What you got it for?
Got a pocket full of people.
Feeling the same, I'm about to reload. She in my space like, let me breathe, ho. I'm killing the game without no cheat codes.
Whoa, bitch, nigga, we real. Choking nigga out till his face turns still. If I'm making money, why the hell I need a deal? I always tell my own, I ain't never had to steal. All I can say, I can see how it feels. Do it for my squad, trying to see 100 pills. Ganja, box, plate full of bill. Two fingers down, cause a nigga feel. And I'm still with the set, though. I'm a sick animal, need a vet, though. And I can't even booze in this bitch. You be doomed in this bitch, need a 2 minutes, bitch. I be bruising this niggas and doing my thing.
And I'm like, what you got a team for? Where we fall, I'm about to take off from the free.
Yeah, we on the ride, we on the road. Yeah, we about to shine, we about to blow. Hell yeah, we going out, we going out. Hell yeah, we going out, we going out, going out.
H-A-D, we got them people.
We got them people.
I'm like, what you got it for?
What you got it for?
Got a pocket full of
I blow money, blow ganja. Rap, it's my bread and my butter. This game is just shrimp and it's lobster. This shit is so easy, haters can't see me, I just see comedy. These bitches is thirsty, Oxyfina should be my sponsor. You is a hater, man, cause my money be greater. Gotta grind for the paper, ain't no difference in me and a skater. I'm a hustler and I'm a chaser. Mess with my boys, they waste you. Bo got the papers, Co got the weed, and I got the flavor. Been waiting, yeah, my team been waiting. Started in the gutter, now we crawling out the basement. Penthouse living till we all up on the rooftop. No squares in my circle, yo, quick looking like a shoebox.
H-A-T, we got them people. Got them people. I'm like, what you got it? What you got it? People. Got a pocket full of pocket, bro. And I'm like, what you mad at? What you mad at?
Soldiers and then we take over. Game looking ugly, so we just make over. Covered the prophet, the prophecy is. Y'all gonna turn haters and I'll be the shit. 100%. Y'all 85. You snitching them bitch, and better hope you alive. MCO guys, killer bees in my hives. You doing the skies, the reason I ride for. What do the problem be? Nothing, probably. Honestly, you niggas should honor me. I flow a piranha speed. Yeah, I'm a beat. Nigga.
Nigga.
Can't nobody fuck with my niggas,
nigga.
Can't nobody buck with my niggas. Jack wild, smoke loud, smoke a power with my niggas,
nigga, nigga, nigga.
H-A-D, we got them people. We got them people. I'm like, what you got it? What you got it? People. Got a pocket full of pocket, bro. And I'm like, what you mad at? What you mad at?
What you mad at me for? Wow. You know, Downbreed Entertainment came through and they had performed a couple of tracks from a couple of their different artists. That was one of the particular tracks that they did. And one thing I like about them, they were able to do the radio edit version of that because, of course, at the Hip Hop Workshop, we do things because we just let people know like this. If Jay-Z, Eminem, Snoop, and others can get out there and do radio edits, speak on commercial radio, and still make money, you can too. It's just the way it is. So we have our upcoming hip-hop workshop, which will feature 1008 Vision. I'm sure OPN will be in the house. Silver, B. That's seven of those things. You got to throw them in there. Will probably be there too, as well as Suave Gotti. We'll get into Suave in just a little while. I just want to let people know that the Hip Hop Workshop first is being held this coming Saturday. That's 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Large room 136 at 1899 East 22nd Euclid Avenue. You can get on the inside of the building at either East 22nd in Euclid or East 22nd in Chester. 1899, main classroom building, large room, 136. You don't have to worry about being cramped up and all of that. Has seating for 160, and, hey, if we get cramped up in there, it'll be all right because soon next destination will be their large auditorium. So come on through, enjoy yourselves this coming Saturday. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know that following Saturday, May the 25th, Earth Concert Hall, a.k.a. Earth Nightclub, the Earth Concert Hall at 1295 Old River Road, East Bank of the Flats. GMS Hood Famous TV presents Devin the Dude. Doors open at 7 p.m. for Devin the Dude. Rap-A-Lot Records, proper ID required. Purchase tickets here, and you can contact for ticket information at Big Tower. INTL at yahoo.com or hoodfamoustv@gmail.com. So, of course, it's 20 in advance, 25 at the door. Advance tickets always help. So, like they talked about for the OPN event coming up, same thing. Always get your early tickets in advance to help you out. And that's coming up on the 25th, 7 p.m., Devin the Dude, major $500 rap battle, $500 producers back. Yeah, I think that'll cause people to start thinking a little bit now because Devin the Dude will be the judge at the rap battle, so that's going to be powerful. But Saturday, during that day, it's the Cold Case Unity Group. And if you're wondering what cold cases are and missing people and all of that, we'll get into some things later on, but right now we'll just say that the Cold Case Unity Group the past week ought to let you know that no cold case is really that cold. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy Incorporated and Black on Black Crime Incorporated is sponsoring a Memorial Day of Remembrance on Saturday, May the 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Garden View Hill Park. Garden View Hill Park off East 88th Street and St. Clair Avenue, North Side. For all of our loved ones who have been murdered, with special emphasis on cold cases, unsolved murders, and we will also remember all of our missing children and adults. You got purple ribbons for victims of homicide since 1990, which is over 3,200, including over 1,440, 0 to 25 years. Red ribbons for unsolved murders and cold cases, and gold ribbons for missing persons since 1995. Wow, at least 14 and over. So that's going on. Memorial Day of Remembrance, 4 to 7 at Garden Hill, Garden View Hill Park off East 88th Street in St. Clair, North Side entrance. Also, I want to touch on a real story real quick that I promised to touch on before. This is like a ending story, so it'll let you know where we're going with this. One thing about Cleveland, sometimes we don't speak up to get what we might deserve. That's just the way it is. You got to be honest on that. And the thing about Dan Gilbert, a lot of people don't realize when it came to a casino, well, Dan Gilbert promised Greater Clevelanders a beautiful new casino, one that set the standard for what an urban casino should look like. And that's exactly what he built. Our Cavs owner built one in Cincinnati. Now, Gilbert wants to build something else, a 170-foot walkway across Ontario Street from his parking garage into the one-time department store that's now the Horseshoe Casino Cleveland. And because Cleveland is a place that just loves to settle for second best, city officials seem inclined to give them permission. Yep, in other words, it's that sucker mentality. So if Gilbert wants a walkway to take people off of downtown streets, one would think city officials would have the common sense to extract something in return, something like demanding that Gilbert keep his promise. You know, it doesn't have to be next year or the year after, but sometime, say, in the next 5 years, voters are owed what they were promised in return for handing Gilbert and his partner such a sweetheart casino deal. And a penalty for failing to build that glitzy casino with lots of glass, how about a $100 million refund to the city and county governments? That would probably make things a lot easier. I could deal with that. We do want to just point out that when it comes down to certain things like that, I would like to say that I can agree that if somebody does something wrong, you should be indicted or brought up on charges. They have done a lot. 216-712 will be coming to you shortly. And it looks like the law enforcement and officials from across Ohio, now along with Attorney General, they know how to now prosecute internet sweepstakes cafes and shut them down. You do have, it looks like, 9 internet cafes to be not only indicted, but possibly end up going to court for whatever they're doing wrong. And I'm for that. I agree to that 100% of the way. If they do something wrong, hey, shut them down and get ready to shut them down. I'm cool with that. I got no problems with that whatsoever. On the flip side of it all, which is really a drop in the bucket to somebody who's worth about $3.6 billion, a lot of people didn't pay attention to the fact that the Horseshoe Casino in Cleveland was fined $180,000 over violations, the same way they reeled out, you know, certain machines, the slot machines and what have you. I would think they should do that downtown as well, because the Horseshoe Casino had been hit with $180,000 in fines for repeatedly violating internal procedures and state law. The offenses which occurred last year over a period of months include using unapproved dice, mishandling keys, failing to post a problem gambling hotline number on promotional posters, encouraging cocktail service to enter a restricted area between table games, replacing chips with quarters, and improperly storing and shipping slot machines. So where I'm going with that is, what's good for the goose should be almost the same thing every other way around. And like I say, it might make some folks upset on certain things, but you can always call in on 646-478-0944, press the one key. And right now, Let's see who is on from 216-712. Who am I speaking with this evening?
Hey, Al, this is Donna Walker Brown.
How you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm just happy to be alive.
I feel you on that. What's going on out there where you are?
Well, we're out here, we're looking at Ward 10 out here canvassing, looking for volunteers that want to make a difference, want a candidate that's going to actually be out in the, on the forefront fighting for you, trying to make sure that you don't experience the same thing the casino getting away with murder, whereas people are losing their houses. So we're just out here, Ward 10 candidate, looking for volunteers to get ready to do some paper drops.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. I got to say, you've done an excellent job because you were the first candidate to drop off almost, I would say, double the amount of signatures that was needed. And you're running in a tough race because that race had Jeff Johnson, incumbent of Ward 10, Eugene Miller, Anthony Harrison, and Anthony Harrison dropped out the race. And you were the first one in the city of Cleveland to drop off petitions. So it's going to be interesting as you get more volunteers. So tell me what's going on in your head when you hear things like that.
Well, first of all, I want to give all praises to God because only through his grace I was able to do it. And I want to thank my team, which consisted of Roderick, Ronnie B., this guy named Guido, Denise, and Brett. I want to thank a few members of Urban Survival, just for making, you know, a vision become a reality. And we were the first candidate that my team made it where I was the first candidate in the city of Cleveland to drop off 407 signatures. You need 200 to verify, to be validated. And I plan on this Thursday at 4 o'clock, me and my team, we're going to go drop off another 115 signatures. Just to be on the safe side. And I just want to thank them because without them, I wouldn't have been able to do it. You know, you really don't need a big team, but you need a team that's committed and ain't going to turn on you when other politicians try to solicit them to their side when they know that they got a person that's going to truly fight for the people, because I look at myself as the people's candidate. So, I'm just thankful to God and the team, the people that I'm surrounding myself with that I can trust. So that's pretty much, you know, without God, we wouldn't have been able to make it.
Then I appreciate you for that. And before we let you go, I want to get your insight on the miracle finding that God allowed definitely the past week. That was a miracle find of the three ladies. And I just would like your thoughts on that.
First, I want to give thanks to God once again, and I want to give thanks to Mr. Ramsey for actually being able to hear God and hear the cry of those women at the time in which he heard them, because it seems as if now we've got people trying to pass judgment. And not only that, it seems as if they're influencing the young ladies not to get him his thanks, because if it hadn't have been for him, law enforcement, their families, and their friends would have never knew that they were right around the corner from where they had been abducted from. So first of all, I want to thank Mr. Ramsey for being a man, him and his posse, for actually just taking a stand and being a man and not afraid of what might come or the repercussions, just knowing that it was a woman in distress and they answered the call. So I want to give him some thanks. And also, you know, I always want to thank God, because only through him was Mr. Ramsey able to hear. So it was a miracle. And we have to start going back to that nosy old lady syndrome, stop being afraid to get involved. I was with Tugab Gotti over this weekend, and he was telling me the difference between telling and snitching, and he let me know that here in Cleveland, we do a lot of snitching, but we don't do a lot of telling, and it's a big difference between snitching and telling, because when you snitching, that means me and you was in on something together. When you telling, that means you doing a service to the community. You letting people, informing people of some knowledge that they might not have paid attention to, whereas you might have just been up late night looking out your window and seeing something. So we need to get more into the telling mode and stop worrying about the snitching mode, because if you wasn't doing wrong, you wouldn't be worried about getting snitched on in the first place. So I want to thank Swah for sharing that knowledge with me, because it's the truth, and we need to get back into the nosy old lady syndrome and just, you know, looking out for one another, knowing that, yes, I am my brother's keeper. And until we can get there, then we're going to have it's more people out here that's being held captive, and they're living right next door to us, and we don't know it because we're not concerned with what's going on at the neighbor's house, or we're not concerned with why is there somebody going in an abandoned house and being there daily. You know, we got to get more aware of our surroundings, and I've always said that fighting on education and dealing with the children, considering that the children were never safe in the streets of Cleveland. So, it's just a matter of us becoming more aware of our surroundings and being willing to come out. And when something needs to be told, we need to be telling it.
Thank you so much. Councilperson candidate for Ward 10, that's Donna Walker Brown. I appreciate you as always for calling in. And what I'll do is definitely hold that line. I got something I want to send out to you. Thank you, Donald Brown. And, of course, now we're getting ready to send that track out. But real quick, I want to let people know, should they choose, they can always check out. That's why you need your pens, pencils, all of that handy to be able to, your iPads, Bored and Restless Radio, Bored and Restless Radio, Mondays, Tuesdays. They have other days, but they're Mondays and Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. You can always use that number, 347-486-3811. That's 347-486-3811. You also happen to have, of course, WERE 1490 AM. That's WERE 1490 AM. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Sundays, 216-578-1490. That's the Art McCoy University of Common Sense. And what I'm sending out right now, before we go into one of the things that was brought up that Sister Brown was talking about, we're going to let you know a little bit of Black House sound.
Thinking about what you can't say, never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain. It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back, of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened. My people went to dope, to a all high, and to sexism, till they feel, till they drop, till this Illuminati, and they play with their body, licking the rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose, I told you about the great goose, nothing in the booth, locker room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change, some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lames, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Wow. You know, the creator was definitely with us last week. I have to definitely thank producer Emax the Image, who allowed, of course, Al Porter Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News, to be able to be over on Seymour Avenue. Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, Michelle Knight, and of course, as blessed and thankful as we are, we have to keep in mind that there are three found, but there are 102 still missing. The City of Cleveland website lists 56 new cases in 2013. Wow. You know, it really causes you to think about what happened, because for years, throughout the 10 years, it was a blessing that, of course, Field General for Black on Black Crime, Donald Walker Brown, who got a chance to definitely lead one of the vigils and rallies, not so much a vigil, but a rally for missing, such as Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus. We were always out there looking at Michelle Knight. And it's like when you see these type of things happen, a lot of people gave up hope. But as long as the parents believed and were still out there, it was a shocking feel. It was a blessed. We were thankful. And we now need to still be vigilant because the Knight case, it prompts calls for police review. Advocates for missing adults and a longtime city councilman definitely the past Friday called for police, the Cleveland police, to conduct an audit of their missing person cases after discovery that police removed Michelle Knight's case from an FBI database 15 months after her disappearance in 2002. Councilman Mike Pulisic said in an interview that the news that Knight's entry in the database was pulled because police were unable to contact her mother to verify that she was still missing raises the question of how many more cases might have fallen through the cracks through the years. Now, the problem with that is black-on-black crime has always maintained, and there have been a lot of other groups out there that have done searches, and we thank them, from everybody from Peace in the Hood to, of course, Knowledge, you name it. We're thankful for who's been out there. Guardian Angels, we love what you do. We've been blessed, though, that Judy Martin has always called, though, for survivors, victims of tragedy, for us to have a missing person review, because we need that. And they've always, in the city of Cleveland, said, well, we have something like that. But none of them ever looked into too many because none of them have the knowledge or the extensive knowledge to be able to be out there on the grind every day, every night, like our group has. And it helps out when you can get people who are out there. We would have been a better missing persons review board if you had had people from black-on-black survivors, Peace in the Hood, Peace Alliance, even Knowledge, you name it. It's just something that needs to get out there and be said. You know, when it comes down to certain other elements that happened on that, we'll just go into briefly real quick what happened and give you a rundown and bring it up to speed so you understand that, you know, Aurora Marty, who was 75, you know, she dragged her chair across the yard, you know, past Monday to the driveway to Alta Gracia, Tahita's small stone patio next door. Angel Cordero, who's a friend from nearby, was on the porch. It just so happened they heard a call for help. As they heard a call for help, here comes Charles Ramsey. He ran over there. He was the main one that everybody said got up and did something while some people were out in the middle of the street trying to figure out what to do. Barry went over there and helped pull that door that wasn't even open, like, wide enough for Barry to get through. She couldn't get through. So what Ramsey did was he ran over there, pried it loose. I think Cordero went over to join him. That's a pair. And what happened is Amanda Berry was able to get out. It was amazing that Amanda Berry definitely came out, made the phone call on Tahita's cordless phone to call 911. While she spoke, Charles Ramsey, he made his phone call. All that means is that Cordero had to stop Amanda Berry's daughter because a six-year-old cried for her daddy and wanted to go back to Errol Castro's home. And what makes him such a monster in all of this is not only did he keep those girls hid, but let's face it, he used them for sex. He allegedly caused 5 miscarriages in Michelle Knight by punching her in the stomach on each time. So that was rape, kidnapping, the whole 9. It lets you know how horrific of an ordeal those girls are going to have to go through for the rest of their lives. You know, it is a sad story, but it's also a blessing because people got up off their behinds and did something. It did something. As a matter of fact, you know, they could have done something different. But with Charles Ramsey, like he said, his hearing Amanda Berry's screams interrupted his dinner of McDonald's takeout. And, of course, he called 911 like he was supposed to. So you had two people calling 911. And once Berry explained who she was on the phone to the dispatcher, a lot of them might not have believed it, but they showed up. And that's basically the story right there. When they did show up, Berry told officers she wasn't alone. So a couple of police officers crawled through the hole, and they managed to open up the storm door so other officers can follow. And when they searched the basement, they didn't find anybody in the basement. But when they went and climbed to the upstairs, Cleveland police, which they yelled out, a young woman came running from a bedroom and into his arms, Michelle Knight. You saved me. You saved me. The officer, one hand wrapped around Knight, the other holding his gun, choked back tears. Anyone else up here, he asked. And Gina DeJesus, now 23, comes out of another bedroom. Now, that's it in a nutshell right there. That's the blessing of what happened. I'm thankful for that. I am. With that being said, I wish everybody will stay safe. Anybody who gets up off their behind and does something, everybody does something wrong in their life, but the important thing is redemption. And one act of whatever it is can definitely be wiped out when you start doing something for your life for the positive. So this is who I thank for everybody.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland, from external friends to others, who said you can't build a business and grow. But our quarter is too strong, and just like the Creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next few names haven't left.
Ball hit Fred, Sir Knock, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
us. L Dog, K Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
us. Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spit Box.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
us. Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
us. Dealer Rand, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Emacs, HTO, HJS, Ham City.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not the Name Dropping.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Ron Voigt, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
350, J. Lewis, 80X, Astu.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Al Fat, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, The Breakers in the Game.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Stephen the King, Besto, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets, or Mainstays.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Mr. Abdullah, and Big E, a star.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left, please.
Thanking the Creator, I pray that you all stay safe. Look forward to seeing you all next Monday on the fastest hour of all time. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. Love you all. Peace. And I thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you. Keep looking out for each other. All right.
Fastest hour.